Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, my awesomely resilient listeners. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating life's crazy ups and downs. I'm Avery Hart, here to help you ditch the stress, embrace the present moment, and become the most unbothered version of yourself. Today's topic is something near and dear to my heart, cultivating self-compassion through kindness. Let's be honest, we live in a world that constantly pushes us to hustle harder, achieve more, and strive for perfection. Ever feel like you're running a marathon with no finish line? You know that feeling when your inner critic starts whispering those negative doubts, making you question everything about yourself? Well, today, we're flipping the script. We're going to explore how practicing kindness towards ourselves, yes, even in the face of challenges and setbacks, can be a powerful tool for unlocking inner peace and resilience. Think about it. Would you berate a good friend who messed up? Probably not, right? You'd offer them support, understanding, and maybe even a virtual hug. So why do we often treat ourselves with such harsh judgment and criticism? It's time to extend that same compassion and kindness we readily give others to our own selves. Here are five key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion through kindness. First, recognize your humanity. We're all flawed, we all make mistakes, and that's perfectly okay. Accepting this truth is the first step towards self-acceptance. Remember, everyone stumbles, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections, acknowledge them with kindness and understanding. Second, practice self-care. This isn't about indulging in endless bubble baths, though those are nice. It's about consciously doing things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to music that moves you, or simply spending time with loved ones, prioritize activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Third, challenge negative self-talk. When those inner critic whispers start kicking in, don't just accept them as truth. Pause, take a deep breath, and challenge those negative thoughts with more compassionate and realistic ones. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your perspective from negativity to positivity. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be the warmth of the sun, a delicious meal, a supportive friend, or simply the fact that you woke up this morning. And finally, be patient with yourself. Cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments when you slip up and fall back into old patterns. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward with kindness. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine this. You're working on an important project, and everything seems to be going wrong. The deadline is looming, you're feeling overwhelmed, and you've made a few mistakes. How do you react? Do you spiral into self-criticism, berate yourself for not being perfect, and let those feelings of inadequacy take over? Or do you practice some self-compassion? You acknowledge that setbacks are part of the process, you remind yourself that you're doing your best, and you focus on taking small steps forward. Remember, when you approach challenges with kindness and understanding, not only do you make things easier on yourself, but you also create a more supportive and positive environment for everyone around you. So, there you have it. Five powerful takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion through kindness. Remember, treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences on our social media channels. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And remember, until next time, keep detaching with kindness and embracing the incredible journey that is life.
The
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.